I'm VOA's Joe Ramsey with your worldwide news update. VOA is projecting that former U.S. President Donald Trump has defeated current Vice President Kamala Harris following key victories in several key states. VOA's senior Washington correspondent Carolyn Perjudi was at Trump's early morning celebration in Florida.
The next president of the United States is a familiar one.
I want to thank the American people for the extraordinary honor of being elected your 47th president and your 45th president.
Former President Donald Trump waited more than 7 hours after the polls closed on the East Coast to address his followers.
It's time to put the divisions of the past 4 years behind us. It's time to unite.
Supporters were always confident, despite polls showing a razor-thin difference between Trump and Vice President Kamala Harris. Steve McGuire's wife made 10,000 calls for Trump during the campaign.
I think a lot of people are just tired of what's going on in the country. Just everything's up. Food, fuel, housing.
Aaliyah Weber is from Florida.
I like the 4 years we had under Trump prior, and I'm hoping we can get back to that.
After Trump achieved the required 270 electoral votes, the red wave continued in the U.S. Senate as the Republicans took the majority. It's been a brutally long campaign, with Trump surviving two assassination attempts. A bullet in July grazed his ear, leaving an iconic image of the presidential candidate mouthing, "Fight, fight, fight." Renee White was sitting behind him that day in Butler, Pennsylvania, and she was in West Palm Beach election night. She says Trump needs to keep that attitude these next 4 years.
I don't think it's going to be easy. You have to keep fighting.
Carolyn Persutti, VOA News, West Palm Beach, Florida.
This is VOA News. Multiple explosions were heard in the southern suburbs of Beirut on Wednesday evening as Israel continues hostilities against Hezbollah. Lebanon's Civil Defense Service says it has pulled 30 bodies from the rubble of an apartment building that Israel struck the night before. It said the airstrike Tuesday night came without warning. On Tuesday, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu dismissed Defense Minister Yoav Gallant in a surprise announcement that sparked protests across the country. Gallant's replacement is Foreign Minister Israel Katz, a longtime Netanyahu loyalist and veteran cabinet minister. While Netanyahu has called for continued military pressure on Hamas, Gallant said military force created the necessary conditions for at least a temporary diplomatic deal that could bring home hostages held in Gaza by the militant group. Extreme pollution is sickening thousands in Pakistan's second-largest city, AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Record high air pollution in Pakistan's cultural capital, Lahore, is sending more people to hospitals and private clinics, and the city authorities warn a complete lockdown could be imminent if residents fail to don face masks and follow other guidance related to smog. Lahore has a population of 14 million, but most of the people seen on the streets on Wednesday were overwhelmingly without masks. Lahore's air quality index has hit a record high of over 1,100. Anything over 300 is considered by officials hazardous to health. A toxic smog has shrouded the city since last month. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
British health officials said on Wednesday they have identified 4 cases of the new, more infectious version of Mpox that first emerged in the Democratic Republic of Congo, marking the first time the variant has caused a cluster of illnesses outside of Africa. Scientists said the risk to the public remains low. Authorities announced the first case of the new form of Mpox in Britain last week, saying the patient was being treated at a hospital in the capital after recently traveling to countries in Africa with ongoing outbreaks. U.S. weather officials said on Wednesday that Hurricane Rafael strengthened into a powerful Category 3 storm ahead of its expected landfall in Cuba. Forecasters with the National Hurricane Center warn Rafael could bring quote-unquote life-threatening storm surges, winds, and flash floods on western swaths of the island after knocking out power and dumping rain on the Cayman Islands and Jamaica. Forecasters expect the storm to weaken over Cuba but emerge on the southeastern Gulf of Mexico as a hurricane. That wraps up this update, but the world and news never stop. For additional updates, visit our website. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.